Grind up some greasy, greasy coffee beans. Columbia, dark supreme. My heart beats fast and my eyes are wide. Make me toss and turn all night.
Welcome to episode 23C of Grits to Glitz, the podcast that asks the question, no, seriously, where the heck is Bay?
Ah, greasy, greasy coffee beans. Make me feel so extreme.
Here we go. One more week without the presence of Bay. And it's not like I ran her off or anything. She just left, basically. She has left me here hanging. She lost her voice. Completely. I've never heard such silence from her. It's truly entertaining. Except that it makes it rather difficult to podcast. I don't know if it was just in, protest of the terrible outcome of Project Runway. I can't really tell you what exactly it was. And by the way, she's had worse colds before I heard her before all of this. She's had terrible colds and sinus stuff and everything, but this time she just woke up one morning and simply could not make a sound. And we tried a couple of times for her to whisper to me on the telephone. Did not work. And so I am left hanging here by myself. Now, I did ask her to send a statement, and she wrote this epistle to you, our listeners. So this is what Bay had to say. And now, the Grits to Glitz Pretty Pitsy Pity Party. Dear Grits to Glitz listeners, I'm sorry. I didn't know the gun was loaded. No, wait, that's the wrong song. In the immortal words of Bernie Taupin, the brilliant lyricist who made Elton John's career, hold me closer, tiny dancer. No, wait, still the wrong song. Sorry seems to be the hardest word. In fact, all the words are hard. How was I supposed to know that I was going to cause myself acute laryngitis? I've never lost my voice before. And editor's note, no, she never has completely lost her voice before. Sure, I sound like death eating a cracker most of the time, but I've never been silent. That's just wrong in oh so many ways. If it's any consolation, I'm going stark raving mad while being utterly silent. I write lots of long letters to my sister, to other podcasters, to recipe book editors, campaign managers, and to that guy who does the voiceover for the Burger King commercials. I think he's being too subtle. Someone needs to tell him, right? My children are running amok without anyone to yell at them, and my parrot Cosmo has become so upset over the loss of our loud, off-key duets that he has taken to flying off the perch 20 or 30 times a day. Oh, cool fact. Did you know that if you walk around the world whispering at bank tellers and grocery store cashiers, they whisper back at you, and then they whisper at the next customer in line? I call it the mean school librarian effect. It's fascinating. Try it sometime. But I really do thank all of you who called or wrote to me to wish me better vocal health. And by the way, again, editor's note, that was really very sweet of y'all. I got to hear some of the voicemails and see the emails. Bay says, y'all are so sweet. I've said it before, and I'll say it again someday. Our listeners are the best, sweetest, most wonderful audience in the world. I feel truly blessed, and ditto from me. I'm lifting my lemon drop martini with high hopes. Here's to a podcast on Wednesday night. I can't wait to tell y'all about the bacteria on pocketbooks and what I like to do on Halloween. Thanks, Bay. And I don't think those last two topics are related, but hey, I wouldn't put it past her. Again, we are left with the option of the possibility of me just babbling, and I really wouldn't want to inflict that on you guys. I have, about 4 million things to tell you about, including a snazzy gala Las Vegas show premiere that I got to go to, Halloween preparations, big high-tech purchases in our household, and exciting animal news. Just many things have been happening, but I really don't want to babble on about them until I've got Bay to babble at, because after all, that's what I'm accustomed to. Instead, what I'm going to do is I'm going to share yet another song with you guys from the PodSafe Music Network. This is called The Silent Treatment, and it's by P.W. Fenton and the Second Ward. and I hope you guys enjoy it. We'll talk to you again real soon. I do hope. I understand, by the way, Bay is up to croaking now after several days of silence. So we're hoping that she's going to be feeling well enough in just a couple of days. In the meantime, check it out. We'll see you guys later.
Whatever I've done this time, I know it must have been bad. Whatever I've done this time, I know it must have been bad. When you give me that silent treatment, I know you're really mad. I'm getting that silent treatment, and I don't know what I've done wrong. I'm getting that silent treatment, and I don't know what I've done wrong. When you give me that cold shoulder, baby, I cannot take it for very long. Take that silent treatment. It's so-